Hello, and welcome to Epic People, a global community of researchers, creators, and innovators doing ethnography for impact in businesses and organizations. In this podcast series, we are focusing on reflections as we celebrate 20 years of ethnographic praxis, and as a lead up to our 20th conference in LA this August, we're looking back on our past themes, from sociality in 2005 to friction in 2023. Our conference themes from the past two decades have not lost relevance, but may well have evolved, shifted, and taken on new meanings. Epic People examines those shifts, featuring longtime and newer members of this vibrant and global community. Enjoy.
Hi, I'm Marta Kucharan-Zapan. I was the co-chair of Epic 2023 in Chicago with my friend and colleague, Evan Hanover. I'm also a design researcher and senior director at IDEO. That's my day job when I'm not co-chairing. Evan and I chose the theme of friction. Describe the theme and why I chose it. We thought it had a lot of interpretive potential and that it could be taken in both negative and positive ways. For example, one of the reasons we chose it is the friction required for organizations to step up to sustainability and equity commitments, something that's often frictionful and difficult and uncomfortable, but important, and you cannot make progress in it without friction. We also thought that it spoke to interactions between teams, between individuals, between disciplines, hence was applicable to a lot of different levels of organizational work, transformation, and bringing that into conversation with the Epic community. What were the 1 to 2 memorable presentations or discussions of that year's conference? One that stands out was Tonika Lewis-Johnson's opening keynote about friction and segregation in Chicago. Our goal was to deeply situate people in the Bronzeville community where IIT and the Institute of Design are located, and to help them understand where they were in the country and in the world. Tonika's work also speaks to the friction that racial inequity and Chicago's and the US's history brings to communities there. Her folded map project, in which she introduced what she calls map twins, people that live at the same address except for north and the south side of the city, was just a really beautiful ethnographic work and a great example for all of us in how to create impact through research and design. Fast forward to today. How would you interpret your theme differently or update it for today's industry? Friction equally applies to today's industry. We're seeing debates about the value of ethnographic and research work and points of view like Erica Halls and others of fighting the battle for proving value is the wrong one to have. Instead, focusing on our work and its results and showing rather than telling impact. My interpretation of friction has stayed pretty constant since the conference has only been a half year ago, and it certainly applies to today's industry. So the changes we're experiencing in the demand for our work and how we position it. I also think it's really interesting the viewpoints around the arguments of value kind of being the wrong thing to focus on. I believe Erica Hall just published a post on that, and I've seen it in some other quarters. But thinking there's that friction of protecting our livelihood and how we move forward through that. I see connections to this year's themes, foundation, displacement, and generation, and friction. So one is in foundations, that change and flux and a questioning and redefinition of the role of ethnography and research have always been around. So we are constantly redefining our fields and what we do, regardless of the technological wave at hand.
What kinds of conversations or topics are you hoping will come up with this year's themes, foundations, displacement, and generation?
We've experienced these macroeconomic conditions before, so I'd love to have conversations throughout this year and at the conference and in the chat about what we can learn from past cycles, whether it's the 2008 financial crisis or even going further back, maybe post-colonial crisis, really redefining and questioning the foundations of the discipline. I also think regarding generation and being generative, creating new futures, planet-centric, responsibility-centric design, going beyond and including human-centered design is part of the friction of a world of climate change and working towards more sustainable present and future. That's certainly something that came up in friction and I think is very relevant to this year's themes.
What's the one thing you think researchers and ethnographers should be doing now?
The one thing I think researchers and ethnographers should be doing now is using the skills of ethnography, of participant observation, listening deeply, synthesizing, responding, using it as much in our organizations and in the teams that we work in as much as we do in the quote-unquote field or with participants and co-creators, co-designers. I think this is really important to being able to synthesize and decide what action our research leads to and showing rather than telling our value.
What are three words you would use to describe the current state of ethnography in the industry?
Meaningful, energizing, and ethical. So I think meaningful in how it is full of meaning, but also can change the trajectory of an organization's decisions and impact. Energizing in that being with others, being in the social world is extremely motivating for myself and others and sometimes difficult and interesting and enjoyable and hard. But yes, very energizing in one of those axes. And ethical, I think that we need to maintain and evolve our ethics as the social and technological and macroeconomic state of the world keeps changing. It's required. What is it about EPIC that keeps people involved as members and coming to the conference? Yeah, I'd like to share. There's a lot about EPIC that keeps people involved, whether as members, coming to the conference, participating in courses, and so on. I think primarily it is a very welcoming and thoughtful and kind community, very generous and committed to learning and quality and sharing with each other so that we all have a support network, essentially, in our discipline. It's a really unique place for folks that identify as researchers or are other disciplines but intersect with research in a meaningful way. In summary, I think researchers and ethnographers should be turning their skills inwards as well as outwards, or rather recognizing their organizations are a part of the world and require an ethnographic lens as much as anything else. And finally, I just want to underscore the energizing nature that I find in ethnographic methods and in staying involved with EPIC, and particularly that resetting and refreshing nature of having that once a year conference with folks. Again, I'm Marta Kucharan-Zapan, EPIC 2023 co-chair, senior director, and design researcher at IDEO.
Thanks for listening. As everything with EPIC, this series could not have been done without an amazing effort from volunteers and a small but mighty EPIC team. Thanks go to the EPIC People Reflections podcast team, Dustin Cascaden, Elizabeth Haywood, Evan Hanover, Marta Kachurian Zapan, and Martha Cotton. To learn more about EPIC, attend the conference in LA from August 18th to the 21st. And to learn about other ways to be involved in our community, please go to 2024.epicpeople.org. Thanks.